ladies and gentlemen. We're back here beginning the second hour with my special guest, Eustace Mullins. He's probably the first person to begin writing about the Federal Reserve banking system with his book, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, which came out in 1953. So this would be a rare opportunity for you to call in and ask questions or make comments. The call-in number, of course, is toll-free, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443, and the lines are open right now. So, Mr. Mullins, you had this is just amazing that you had this conversation with this chief administrator of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. Is that right? Is that what his title was?
Right in the Federal Reserve headquarters.
Wow. And they never challenged you on the claims that the...
They never challenged me on anything.
Huh.
And, in fact, in all the years since I've written the book, I've been waiting for somebody to say, Mr. Mullins, you made a mistake on this. I've never heard one word to this day.
Right. Do you know G. Edward Griffin?
I've never met him, no.
Okay, but you know he wrote a book similar to yours. I don't know to what extent it's different, called The Creature of Jekyll Island. The Creature
from
Jekyll.
No, he wrote a book for the John Birch Society. They commissioned him to write a book about the Federal Reserve System, and they apparently used my material, but
I'm sure.
I've never talked to him myself.
Okay. That's interesting. Well, we do have to do what you do, I believe, what you've done on your own for some 50 years, and that is try to wake up people to what's going on, that the Federal Reserve banking system is this private banking cartel, is the term I've heard it called, and it creates money out of nothing, and as a result...
Yes, it's a monopoly of which the United States government owns not one share in the Federal Reserve system. And it's a central bank, and I've become an authority on a central bank. And the central bank is simply a bank which has the right to issue money.
Right.
So when you have a central bank, you have a right to print all the money you can. And nobody will challenge you. And that's the case of the Federal Reserve system today. It's flooded the whole world with worthless dollars.
Right.
It's placed this government in a very exposed financial position, as well as the citizens of this country, because they have nothing to measure their wealth by. How do you measure dollars which have no commercial value?
Right. And yet, as I understand it, legally the term dollar has never been changed. A dollar is 371.25 grains of silver. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true. So the Constitution provided for all that.
Right.
And Ed Vieira has written books about this. He's a very fine economist and lawyer.
Right.
And you may have seen Ed Vieira's book, and he's done some very good work on this because, like myself, he's devoted very many years to this study, and he wants people to understand what he's written about.
Right. I had him on this show here just 2 weeks ago, and he wrote a book called Pieces of Eight, which is out of print now, but he told me he's trying to prepare that on a CD copy so that it can be disseminated.
These books always
again.
Go out of print. In fact, my own book I've had to reprint constantly over the past 50 years. Of course, I add new material to it each time.
Right. Well, it's just fascinating to me, and it's also, gives us pause for what should people do to prepare for what will be the inevitable collapse of the dollar, then, in your opinion?
Well, you see, the country is not going to collapse. The dollar may collapse, but this is a real country, and it has real wealth.
Right.
And, the people of this country also have real wealth. And that's what will carry us through.
But they'll need a means. They'll need another means of exchanging that, right?
Like the entire world.
They'll need another means of exchanging like that, like ounces of gold or ounces of silver, right?
Oh yes. You have to have a measurement. Now, H.L. Hunt, I used to work for him, and he used to talk to me about money as the richest man in the world, and he just said, well, money is simply a means of keeping score.
Right.
In fact, and that's how he became known as the richest man in the world, because he had more money than anyone else.
Well, we're due for another short break here, folks. Again, if you want to call in, the toll-free number is 800-313-9443.
C Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Okay, we're back here beginning the second hour of the Peter Mac Show on this Sunday, August 12th, with my special guest, Mr. Eustace Mullins. And Mr. Mullins, we have three callers on the line. Are you ready to take the first caller? Mr. Mullins? Did we lose our guest? Okay. If you callers would hold on just a minute, we've had a little technical difficulty with Mr. Mullins. We've lost him here, and I'm sure you're going to pose the question to him and not me or the comment, so we'll hold on just a minute and hopefully we'll be able to get him back online here. Mr. Mullins, are you back with us? Mr. Mullins? Are you back with us?
Hello, Eustace Mullins speaking.
Yeah, Mr. Mullins, yeah, I thought we lost you for a minute. We've got three callers on the line. Shall I go ahead and take the first caller for you? Can you hear me, Mr. Mullins? Guess he can't. We're having some difficulty here, folks, obviously, so bear with us. We'll see if we can't get the net connection going again so all of us can speak to one another and you can hear me. I don't know what the problem is, but we've been discussing Mr. Mullins' book and really his life, the Secrets of the Federal Reserve, and got some callers lined up with some questions, patiently waiting. Hopefully we'll get them Mr. Mullins, can you hear me? This is Peter. Well, the callers will call into the studio. I've got them on the line now. Are you ready? Okay, let's go ahead and take Richard from Alabama and see if Mr. Mullins can hear you. Richard, go ahead. You're on the Peter Mac Show.
I hope Mr. Mullins can hear me.
Okay,
yes, Mullins speaking.
But governments always like to spend money secretly so the public doesn't know about it on things that the public would not like if they knew what the government was spending their money on. And it seems to me that the IMF and the Federal Reserve are excellent vehicles for secret spending, funding things through pyramid lending, et cetera. And it,
Vehicles for interest spending, and they're also instruments of financial representation. You create, instead of money, you create financial instruments.
Yeah.
And these can be manipulated in many ways.
Yeah. But it seems like the government wants to spend money secretly, and so if there were no Federal Reserve, they would probably meet at midnight and create something quite similar to the Federal Reserve so they could spend money off the books.
Oh, they depend on a vehicle like that to carry out their governmental operations.
Yeah. Well, I just can't see them giving up that power. Even if the Federal Reserve went totally bankrupt,
power because Mr. Paul Warburg, the personal representative of the Bank of Rothschild, came down to Washington in 1913 and personally lobbied this bill through Congress. That's how it was done.
Yeah.
And, of course, no one could approach him in the amount of money at his command, and they couldn't compete against him.
What can we do now, I think, is the import of his question.
And he was so powerful that he was actually a figure in a daily comic strip called Little Orphan Annie, and he was the character called Daddy Warbucks. And he was a person of fabulous wealth who could do anything he wanted to.
But I think the essence of Mr. Richard
Daddy Warbucks, or Paul Warburg, was featured in the Little Orphan Annie comic strip for many years now, daily newspapers.
Mr. Mullins, I think the essence of Richard's comment and question is what can we do given that we have the Federal Reserve now? If it goes away, some other entity will arise, he seems to be saying, that will allow them to do these secret expenditures. Is that what you're saying, Richard?
Yes, that's what was on my mind. They really want to spend money so that we, the public, can't know about it. And I think they'll come up with something even if the Federal Reserve goes away.
Did you hear that, Mr. Mullins? I guess we're having a difficult time, Richard, keeping contact with him again. I'm not sure what the problem is. He's on the phone there in Virginia. Okay. Mr. Mullins, can you hear us?
Oh, yes, I can hear you, but not very well.
Can you hear me okay? Or?
Oh, yes, I can hear you.
Okay, did you hear Richard's comment was that even if the Federal Reserve banking system were to go away, the government would create some other entity by which it can do secret expenditures because it has such a desire to do so. Do you have a comment on that?
Oh, yes. You know, I've lectured on this for many years, and invariably, the question-answer period, the question comes up, if we remove the Federal Reserve, what will we replace it with? And my answer was always the same. I would say, well, what would you replace the mafia with?
Nothing.
You see, people have come to depend on something.
Right.
The Federal Reserve, a central bank, has been sold to the American people as the replacement of our Constitution. In fact, it replaces many things in our Constitution which we don't have anymore. And because of that protection of the Constitution, and that's what Congressman Ron Paul is running for president again. He says we've got to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And that's absolutely true, because the American people cannot be manipulated by this foreign-controlled operation.
Right. Well, Richard, thank you for your call. I hope that was helpful anyway. Let's go to the next one. Mike from Maryland, you're up.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. It's really an honor to speak to Mr. Mullins. I have the greatest admiration for him. I think he's America's biggest undiscovered treasure. And I would like to put in a vote for him to get any slot that's open for his own radio show in RBN. I think he'd make a great contribution. But at any rate, the main question I wanted to ask is, I've heard it from a couple different sources that our birth certificates in this country are basically a conveyance to transfer ownership of us as individual persons to the banks, that when it says that you deliver a baby on the birth certificate, it means that you deliver the baby to the state, that in all actuality...
Oh, yes, that's not true. Well, the Federal Reserve System, a central bank, was created to issue money for the purpose of buying real property from American citizens and paying them with worthless paper money. That's what's happened. There's been a great transfer of property, right, and the American people have been greatly impoverished by that system.
Right.
But then does that mean that? But I've heard though that basically the people themselves are the actual commodities, and the birth certificate more or less makes that legal. Is that true?
Oh yes.
And is there any way I can check on that to verify that? Is there any place I can go to?
Well, I don't know if anybody can verify it offhand, but people understand that is what is going on. It's actually a nationwide scam in which they transfer property without payment.
Well, I've also heard that's why the Child Protection Services agencies can just kidnap kids because they're because of the birth certificate, the parents sign over their rights to the kids, so the state at will can kidnap them and sell them into child sex slavery or who knows what and make money off them. If you go to www.freeourkids.com, there's all kinds of horror stories where good loving parents have the children stolen from them from the CPS. It's really hideous.
Oh, yes, that is the situation.
You mentioned earlier that the book by D. Everett Griffin, and you said that it was financed by the John Birch Society. Does that make it less legitimate or maybe tainted by the fact that the John Birch Society financed it? What's your opinion on it? Do you think it's a valid book?
Well, it's definitely not less legitimate. And I've got a lawsuit in San Francisco at the present time, and I'm challenging the whole system on the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, which does two things. It reapportions the states of the United States. We are the United States is a union of states, but the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, according to the Rothschild Bank, transferred the United States Treasury as the fiscal agent of the United States and replaced it with the Rothschild Bank, the Federal Reserve Bank. And so our U.S. Treasury no longer collects money from the people of the United States, and the Internal Revenue Service is actually a collection agency for a privately owned bank, and as such has no business collecting any money from any of our citizens. So that's the situation that we have now. And also the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, which I've put into litigation for the first time since it was passed in 1913. I put that into litigation in San Francisco for the court that the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 is no longer a union of states, but it creates 12 Federal Reserve districts, which are sort of the new states for the United States.
Thank you very much.
Deal with those Thank you
systems.
For your call. Thank you, Mike. The two callers from California, if you just wait patiently, we'll get you up as soon as we get back from the break. So, folks, hold on. If you want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a couple minutes. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, we're back here on the Peter Mac Show. Thanks for tuning in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is August 12, 2007. Mr. Mullins, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, we've got a couple more callers. Jason from California is on the line, and he's next. Okay, Jason, go ahead, if you would.
Hi, good show today. I'm just wondering about the actual interest Federal Reserve charges on every dollar that's printed. Is there any mechanism for a refund? I mean, I know that they have day-to-day operations, and I'm sure they have their own expenses, and that would be a good excuse to need to yield some interest from every dollar that's printed. But, I mean, how can they – I mean, you're talking a lot of money here. I mean, is it – I mean, where does this interest go? I mean, and is there any mechanism for some sort of refund that's built into the system, like if they use, say – $20 million in a year for day-to-day operations.
Well, I don't think you're going to get any refunds. But one of the first things that my mentor, Ezra Pound, told me in the Insane Asylum was that you have to understand the difference between interest-bearing currency and non-interest-bearing currency, because it's a very important fact for the bankers. They have to establish, is this interest-bearing currency, which the currency we have is interest-bearing currency. And that's what the Constitution writers were trying to guard against, was the people being exploited by interest-bearing currency. And that is why President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, and that's why President John F. Kennedy was assassinated, because they were trying to get away from interest-bearing currency as an unfair burden on the entire American people. And that the bankers are profiting by billions of dollars on the interest-bearing currency. So that is the big task that faces the leaders of this country. How do they get people off the interest-bearing currency?
So there is no mechanism that's built into the system when they drafted the Federal Reserve System that somehow, you know, I mean, it's...
No,
it's
I see the
charge.
Drafters of the Constitution provided that the people would have non-interest-bearing currency. But then that was subverted by the Rothschild Bank, and when they set up their own Rothschild Bank in the United States as a central bank.
Right, understood. Okay, thanks a lot. Great show, guys.
Thank you for your call, Jason. Okay, Betty from North Carolina, you're up.
Hello.
Hi, Betty. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Is Mullins there?
Yes, he is.
I'm here.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I had the joy of having dinner with Mullins not too long ago, and people who are in Stanton, Virginia, might do the same thing. And I'm wondering if there's a contact on the Internet or phone or even mail that Eustace would like to give out.
Well, that's up to him.
That's up to him, yes. And then I had two quick things in addition to that.
Oh, I didn't quite get that. I'm sorry.
I'm wondering, people who want to contact you, do you have a contact address?
And a contact?
Yeah, to contact you. A telephone number, an address,
my contact.
Yes.
Telephone number is 937-3781.
And a area code?
Pardon? 540.
Oh, good. I think a lot of people would like to have that. Then I had two other things. I wondered what's holding up your lawsuit in San Francisco.
What's holding up the rock?
What's holding up your lawsuit in San Francisco? Why isn't it moving forward?
My lawsuit in San Francisco?
Yes.
We're going to have a hearing on that at the end of this month.
Oh, fantastic. And then one last thing, Eustace, was the to get away from interest-bearing currency.
Non-interest-bearing currency, yes.
Yeah. How can you offset that with a necessary backing of real value so that not even the government can fool with the amount of currency in circulation without a tie to the value of real products?
Well, the government removed all the backing from the U.S. dollar in 1944, secretly during the height of World War II, and it was never replaced.
I'm thinking of the future. I'm thinking of the replacement, you know, the future kind of situation. How can you limit a non-interest-bearing currency from being no tie to the reality of the goods in circulation? Don't you have to have a backed? Isn't that part of it? And I'm done.
Well, it's up for us to provide the people with a non-interest-bearing currency, because that's what the drafters of the Constitution had in mind. And our U.S. Treasury Department and the Washington Department have failed to do this because of the number of lobbyists active in the District of Columbia.
That's a big
There's
half
no
of it.
No one working on that at the present time.
But the other half of it is to keep it tied to the amount of goods, the value, to have a backed currency. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news week.
Are we off the air for the
by
moment?
An unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists
I don't know
who
what
have
happened.
Dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
I can type to you, but I couldn't hear either one of them.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic.
Okay,
the American
that's
Free Press is your
voice. I don't know what I don't know
Subscribe
why I can hear
today
you
and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for
that's
just $49
off. You know,
AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS
by the way, he can't
or
hear
visit
me right.
AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay.
Hi, this is John Statman. I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Peter Mac Show. Sorry for that technical difficulty we had there at the end of the show. Apparently, Mr. Mullins and my guest Betty were able to converse, and I wasn't able to hear them or speak to either one, but hopefully we've got the connection reestablished and won't have any more problems the rest of the half hour. Again, if you want to call in, the toll-free number is 800-313-9443. Mr. Mullins, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear well.
Okay, sorry. Okay, let's see. We do have another caller. It looks like we have John from Missouri. John, go ahead. You're on the Peter Mac Show.
Good afternoon, Peter. Can you hear me? I just heard a big beep there.
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you for checking.
Excellent. Sir, I sincerely appreciate you giving us all the opportunity to hear the voice of one of the finest living Americans in the country, Eustace Mullins. And I'm wondering, where can a person get his books? I lost all of his books in a flood, and I'd like to be able to replace them someday.
You want to order some of my books?
I'd like to order all of them, sir, and also I'd like to know where I could get copies of your filings and pleadings in the San Francisco case that you filed in behalf of the Pound family.
Well, copies of the briefs filed in San Francisco?
Yes, sir.
Well, we will be having hearings on those on August 28th.
Yes, sir.
Yes, but he wanted to get copies of the filings if he could.
And his books.
And your books.
Oh, copies of my books. Well, they can be obtained through Eustace Mullins at the Christian Retirement Home, Stewart's Draft, Virginia, 24477.
Okay, let's do that again. Christian Retirement Home.
Yeah, apartment 101.
Okay.
And Stewart's Draft. That's Stewart's as in Stewart, and the draft as in draft beer.
Stewart Draft, Virginia?
Yeah.
Zip code
24477.
24477. Did you get that, John?
I got the name Christian Retirement Home. And Stewart, I believe that's S-T-E-W-A-R-T, is that correct?
No, S-T-U-A-R-T-S.
Okay, Stewart. Stewart's Draft.
Like Jeff Stewart.
Virginia, and what's the street address, sir?
It's Monta Vista Drive.
Okay, is there a number on Monta Vista Drive, and how do you spell 94. That?
94.
Sir?
I believe he said it was apartment 101.
Apartment 101.
Apartment 101, and what's the street address again, please?
94 Monta Vista Drive.
And how do you spell that, Monta Vista?
Yeah, M-O-N-T-E-V-I-S-T-A.
Okay, and that's the Christian Retirement Home, is that correct?
Yes, Christian Retirement Home.
94 Monta Vista Drive, apartment 101. And that's in Stewart, S-T-U-A-R-T, Virginia, 24477. Is that correct?
Stewart's Draft, Virginia.
Stewart's Draft, Virginia, at 24471. The zip code, is that correct?
24477.
24477.
Right.
Well, I'll listen off the air. This is just one of the most remarkable men in the country.
Well, I was pleased to get him also, so I appreciate your praise of him.
And you, too, for an excellent job under difficult circumstances, Peter.
Okay, well, thank you, John.
Well, that was very difficult. See, I'm living and writing in the state of Virginia, which single-handedly created the Federal Reserve System in 1913 through President Woodrow Wilson and Congressman Carter Glass, who got the bill through Congress. So I'm at the headquarters of the enemy here, and they caused me a lot of trouble.
Yeah. As well as all Americans, right?
Oh, yeah.
Even those that unfortunately aren't aware, and that's our job, is to try to wake people up to what the Federal Reserve banking system really is, as well as many other unconstitutional acts of the federal government.
Well,
anything else, John?
Tried to put me out of business and circulating my Federal Reserve books, and they do that through the Department of Motor Vehicles. They refuse to renew my driver's permit by illegally sending out a medical diagnosis that I'm suffering from dementia, and therefore I can't be allowed to drive the car. And this pretty well stopped the circulation of my books.
I'm just curious, sir. Do you mind telling us what your current age is?
86.
What a wonderful man. I sincerely hope there's another 86
well,
more years in store
for you. I still have to work 7 days a week.
Pardon me?
I still have to work 7 days a week, including on Sunday.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time.
I'll listen
off
here. Thank you ever so much.
Thank you, John. Okay, Mr. Mullins, we have another guest, Clyde from Kansas. Clyde, you're up on the Peter Mac Show. Go ahead.
Okay, a couple of callers back, your guest talked about how Lincoln and Kennedy were assassinated because they wanted to issue interest-free money. That kind of precipitated my question, which is, how many people has the Federal Reserve wiped out because they were getting a little too close to the truth, to exposing the truth? And how do you think it is, sir, that you've managed to elude their net?
Mr. Mullins, were you able to hear that?
No, I didn't get that.
Well, he reiterated what you had said earlier, that Presidents Lincoln and Kennedy had been killed because they wanted to issue interest-free currency, and was wondering how you had been able to elude any dire consequences for your work. from the Federal
Reserve
Banking System.
Well, I circulated on the Internet last year. A section called the murder contract on use of smuggling. And so the pressure was relieved a little bit by that, but it still continued. And I have a very tough time here in Virginia. You know, this state is the mother of presidents, and it's also the mother of the Federal Reserve Bank. And the Rothschilds have pretty much run this state ever since 1865, when the southern states were defeated and the Reconstruction era took over. And as a result of the Reconstruction era, the Rothschilds moved in lock, stock, and barrel into Virginia and took over the whole state, and they run the state ever since.
How many?
We have no self-government in the state of Virginia. This state is run by the Rothschilds from Europe.
How many people does Mr. Mullins? How many people do you estimate the Federal Reserve has wiped out? And are there other world figures that may have been eliminated by this cartel?
I'm sorry, I didn't get quite all that.
How many people worldwide, including world figures, have been wiped out by the Federal Reserve?
I would say 90% of the people in the world are absolutely bankrupt today because
of
this money manipulation.
I'm sorry, no, that's not the question. His question was how many people around the world have been eliminated, killed, because of their bucking up against the Federal Reserve System in one way or another?
Well, the Federal Reserve System is part of a world alliance of central banks, which all work together out of Basel, Switzerland. And so the entire world is now ruled by this consortium of central banks, and they're international and global, and they work together, and they're robbing everybody.
Well, they're right. Robbing us, but how many people are being physically killed, physically eliminated, like the Presidents Lincoln and Kennedy?
Consortium of central banks have converted the United States into a national war party, which is making war on the whole world. And we can't afford it, and we haven't got the manpower to do it.
So thank you, Peter.
Okay, thank you, Clyde. I think I understand your point, Mr. Mullins, but I think Clyde was pondering the question, which is, have other key world figures statesmen, heads of countries, whatnot, around the world, is there any evidence that any of those in the last century or more have been killed because, or even deposed from power because they were willing to spread the truth of what the Federal Reserve banking system was?
Well,
or
a lot
the
of
larger
people are willing to do that because everybody is suffering from the consequences of this. And I meet a lot of people who are willing to do everything they can to get this message out and to expose the criminals.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, we're down to about 15 minutes here, Mr. Mullins. We do have another caller here. Let's go ahead because that's what I want to do is let people get in here. Go ahead, Jim from Texas. You're on the line with your question or comment for Mr. Mullins.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Good afternoon, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I am calling, Mr. Mullins, to see if you have correlation between the Social Security system to the Federal Reserve System.
And I have what?
Well, on a Social Security card, on the back of it is a number, and it correlates with digits and letters exactly to what is on the dollar bills. Okay?
You're going to have to clarify that for me, Jim. How does it correlate?
Okay, you flip over. Let me finish. You know,
I'm sorry.
You flip over, the Social Security card has another number on the back of it. It correlates to the number on the dollar bills. Same digits, same amount of letters, and that's known as the Federal Reserve number that's on the back of your Social Security card, usually after 1980. Okay, so the Federal Reserve notes have two signatures on them. And I believe that's a bond. And I'm agree or disagree, but does that am I deducing incorrectly that these bonds that are the treasury bonds that are sold to Japan and China, who we've been at war with in the last 50 years, that they hold the paper and we, the Social Security numbers that we are tricked into thinking are ours, that we are the surety for those bonds? Does that make any sense at all?
I understand your question. Mr. Mullins, do you understand his question?
I don't understand anything. We've got a bad connection. I'm not getting to anything through at all.
Oh, well, okay. Let me try to reiterate his question. He says that there is a number on the back side of a Social Security card that correlates or corresponds directly to numbers on Federal Reserve notes. And so the question, as I understand it, is there a connection between Social Security and the Federal Reserve banking system?
That you know of, yes.
That you know of.
Well, I haven't encountered that myself.
Okay.
And if there's a correlation, I'm not aware of.
Okay.
Anything else, Jim?
That should be it. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you for your call.
All right. Bye.
Okay. DJ from Illinois, you're up. Go ahead.
Okay. I hope that you can hear. Another question regarding the Social Security number and the birth certificate. How do we nullify this birth certificate being used or being attempted to be used as a means or an instrument of putting a lien on us and our children, and how would we deal with that for our minor children? And then I have another question. If Mr. Mullins knows any means of stopping our sheriffs and our local police from being taken over by agencies like Blackwater.
Oh, well, the local police have been my worst enemies. They've harassed me for months and not allowed to drive my cars. And both of my Cadillac limousines had deteriorated into total disrepair. So at the present time, I'm on foot, and I cannot continue my publication work.
Okay, and her first question was related to the birth certificates, and I can take a stab at that if you want me to, Mr. Mullins. First of all, DJ, I'm not convinced, despite what a previous caller said, that the birth certificate is in some way a document that transfers wealth or ownership of the person to the Federal Reserve banking system. I simply don't know, so I'd have to see evidence of that. The only thing I can say with regard to children is I would not, this is just my opinion, I would not get them a Social Security number. Nowadays, when children are born, unlike in my day when I was 16 or so and I got a Social Security number because I was told I needed that to work, now children are given a Social Security number before the child exits the hospital. But the parents can stand up and say, no, I don't want my child to be given a Social Security number at this point. And the hospital officials may give you a hard time and try to stall, but they have no power, legally or otherwise, to prevent you from taking your child out of a hospital without being given a Social Security number. Does that help, DJ?
I think so.
Okay. I mean, I simply don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen any evidence that the birth certificate itself.
How can we rescind this?
Rescind what?
The birth certificate or the Social Security number?
I don't think you can rescind the Social Security number, and I doubt if you can rescind your birth certificate. I mean, that would be a question for an attorney, though. I'm not an attorney.
Okay.
I don't know that you want to rescind your birth certificate. Again, that's predicated on the assumption that the previous callers claimed that the birth certificate is somehow ties you as chattel or something to the Federal Reserve banking system, and I don't know that it does. I think we should first establish whether that's correct before we worry about rescinding our birth certificates.
Well, where would we actually find any legitimate documentation to establish it one way or another?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't know. Maybe someone listening to the show would offer some information. I don't know. This isn't an answer to the question per se, but I would go to Larry Becraft's site. If you just type in Becraft's briefs into a search engine, Betty, it will pull up a lot of information, including sort of Patriot myths. And I'm wondering if this isn't another one of the Patriot myths. I don't know that. I'm just wondering if it is. And you might go go to Becraft, that's B-E-C-A-R-F-T, apostrophe S, Becraft's briefs, and look there, do a search for anything on birth certificates, see if Larry Becraft has written anything about birth certificates in any connection, you know, to the Federal Reserve banking system or otherwise.
Yes, I'm aware of his site. I want to thank you very, very much, and thank you, Mr. Mullins, for being on. It is indeed always good to listen to him.
Well, thank you. Mr. Mullins, were you able to hear any of that?
Oh, hello.
Were you, Mr. Mullins, can you hear me now?
I
like that commercial.
I'm not getting anything through here at all.
I can hear you. Apparently you're having a difficult time hearing me and the caller. But anything else, DJ?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Well, we've been plagued with difficulties in keeping the connection between Mr. Mullins, myself, and any guests throughout the show, and sometimes that's just a function of the Internet. But folks, we've got a few minutes left. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443 is the number. We'll be here for 10 more minutes.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the final segment of the Peter Mac Show. Today is August 12th. My special guest has been Eustace Mullins. I think I was just informed by my producer that we've lost him. We're going to try to get him back, but let me give out the address that he gave out by which you can obtain his books. Of course, we've been talking about his main book on the Federal Reserve Banking System today, which is The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, and published in 1953 by Eustace Mullins. His name again is, I'll spell it, E-U-S-T-A-C-E, E-U-S-T-A-C-E, Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S. And you can write to him at Christian Retirement Home, apartment 101, 94 Monta Vista Drive. I assume that's two words. 94 Monta Vista Drive, Stewart's Draft, Virginia. That's two words. Stewart's, S-T-U-A-R-T-S, Stewart's Draft, D-R-A-F-T, like draft beer, as he said. Stewart's Draft, Virginia, 24477. And again, I apologize for the technical difficulty we had today, and also I think part of the difficulty was just helping Mr. Mullins to hear. He's 86 years old, and it's understandable that he may have a little bit of difficulty hearing on the phone and hearing me through the computer connection and so forth. But anyway, I would encourage you to get a hold of his book. I think it's one of the first, if not the first, on uncovering what the Federal Reserve banking system really is, which is a private banking cartel that has the power unconstitutionally given to it through the Federal Reserve Banking Act of 1913, unconstitutionally given to it to print Federal Reserve notes, which are backed by nothing. And so the country is flooded with these, and it's just a matter of time, of course, before enough people find out and the entire system collapses. That is the faith in the dollar. And as Mr. Mullen said, that doesn't mean we're going to lose the country or have the country collapse, because, of course, the wealth that exists in the country is real. Houses and tangible services and so forth are real, and those are the wealth. The money is just the means, as he said, of measuring that. And as I've indicated on previous shows, a very good article, very short article to summarize what's happened to the purchasing power of the dollar really since back in the late 1700s up through the present time, or at least up through about 2003, is an article called Stand Still, Little Sheeps to Be Shorn. It's an article put out by the American Institute for Economic Research, and you can get a copy of that if you email them. You can get on their list, and they'll send you one of these every month, or I'm sure you can just purchase that particular issue. It's the January 2005 issue of what's called the Economic Education Bulletin, and their web address is www.aier.org, A-I-E-R, standing for American Institute for Economic Research. Again, the title of the article is Stand Still, Little Lambs to Be Shorn. And it's got a very simple graph on the back page called Chart 2, Purchasing Power of the Dollar. And it shows that the dollar pegged at 1.00, just arbitrarily, in about 1792, has gone up and down in purchasing power, but returned basically to its 1792 purchasing power level in about 1910, and has dropped by more than 95% since then. Well, folks, the music tells me that we're out of time, so I'll be back next week. Hopefully we'll get the technical problems straightened out, and look forward to talking to you again. Have a good week.
With recent